This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to Diversity Bites. I'm the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. So today, let's talk about fear or the impact of fear. Now, fear is a very important sort of emotion or reaction, and it certainly has helped humanity and, also any other sort of, animal that has the capacity to have fear. It has definitely helped them survive, because without that fear, you can often go into situations where you could be injured or killed. However, although fear can help you survive, it can never be a basis for you to thrive. Right? So fear can help you survive, but can never be a basis for you to thrive. And why is that? Well, there's two reasons I've been thinking about. One is because while fear can be protective in a way for your survival, it negatively impacts your ability to move forward, change, and take risks. Right? It causes you to close off. It resists change, right? Because often there's a fear of change. And you certainly don't want to take additional risks, which is why the fear is popping up, in the first place, because there's some risk that's been identified and you don't want to take it. And that's what the fear is telling you. Now, the other reason is why, fear will never help you thrive is because fear with respect to others, right? Fear or using fear to reach others or to motivate others or to get compliance out of others, it can only generate power over people, right? It can never create power with people where people willingly want to do the thing or moving in the same direction that you want to go. And that power with people, that's the greatest power, not the power of compliance. And we've talked a lot about this in the previous episode, as well as other episodes of Diversity Bites, that force and compliance, while effective in the short term and certainly can be helpful when there's an immediate risk of harm without changing the behavior, it does backfire over the long term, and certainly when it's used when it's not necessary. When there really is no immediate or real danger, it backfires because that force and that fear is always sort of resisted later. So it may be appropriate in the short term, but in the long term, it backfires. So just wanted to share a little bit about these thoughts on the impact of fear on ourselves and the use of fear either on ourselves or others as a motivating kind of driving tool or implement for change. Well, thanks for listening. This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and this is Diversity Bites. If you're enjoying the show and would like to support us, consider leaving a tip on ko-fi.com. It's ko-fi.com/connectioncounselor, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. Thank you. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.